You can't mention David Kirby's name in a group of his English teaching colleagues without triggering expressions of deep respect, tinged with more than a touch of professional envy. He has the coveted title of Robert O. Lawton Distinguished Professor of English. He is a celebrated author with nearly 20 volumes to his credit and a raft of honors to go with those works. And after 50 years, you could imagine him being a bit jaded and bored by the routine of it all. But then you wouldn't know David Kirby.
You know, I've seen so many changes. So many people come and go. You know, technology has changed. But then on a good morning, you know, I park my car and I walk across Westcott Plaza and look around. And it's like it's my first day on campus, you know, because the basics are there. You know, buildings, kids. The kids have changed. The colleagues have changed. I don't mean just one by one. I mean in terms of huge demographic differences. But I often feel as I'm just 24 years old, starting out again.
And unlike so many seasoned educators who ultimately retreat into the insular bubble of research and publishing, Kirby is first and foremost a teacher.
To this day, I'm looking forward to the fall term so much because students are my opioids. You know, they're my mescaline, my heroin, my methamphetamine, all those things I've never tried. But, you know, there's a reason, I think, why people are addicted to it, and that's because they get a rush. They get happy.
A happiness that Kirby experienced for himself and wishes to share with as many students as possible.
To be able to do for students what my professors did for me, which is to show them how to have a mind that's agile, a mind that moves, a mind that combines things, a mind that sequences, that shows, you know, what's important and what isn't. It's food and drink and oxygen to me.
Another contributor to his self-described teaching addiction, says Kirby, is the ever-escalating quality of the students he gets to teach.
When I was in high school, all I wanted to do was pass trig, get Mary Jane Spate to go out with me and avoid her mother's glares, and then, you know, goof around with my friends. These kids are starting foundations in Honduras to feed the poor, and they, you know, they've all invented 12 new apps, and they'll show me them on their phone, and they made an A- in Hebrew because they had to devote so much time to their clavichord lessons.
Although the clavichord is by no means Kirby's favorite musical instrument, that would have to be either a Fender Stratocaster electric guitar cranked to Richter scale volume, or a battered upright piano in a backwoods juke joint. This is a man who loves rock and roll.
It took me a while to make the connection, but you know, I was always lucky to be born when Bill Haley and Elvis, and then the people behind them, Fats Domino, Little Richard, Lloyd Price, Chuck Berry, not only did they invent rock and roll, but they invented that part of showbiz we have today. I mean, it's still some guys and gals, you know, with instruments and a little bit of electricity on a stage. You know, it's not that fancy.
10 years ago, Kirby penned Little Richard and the Birth of Rock and Roll. That remains a definitive text on the topic. He's written other books, too, such as House on Boulevard Street, which attracted much critical acclaim. His 17th book, a collection of his poems entitled More Than This, comes out in mid-August. But back to rock and roll. Kirby often brings that same freewheeling sensibility to the classroom, assigning a mashup of written works similar to the eclectic choices that might appear on a very savvy owner's iPod.
I typically teach 6 books. 3 of them are the old guys, you know, Aristotle, Plato, Montaigne, and then I'll teach somebody who's written a new book on the income gap, these kinds of things like that.
But Kirby is also delighted when the tables are turned and the teacher becomes the student.
You know, my doctoral students are leading me back now to female Sumerian poets that I never heard of. When you and I were coming along, it was Keats, Blake, Coleridge, Whitman, Dickinson, people like that. There's just too much to discover.
As David Kirby enters his 51st year at Florida State University, he wonders about many things, not the least of which the possibility that our present obsession with ever-advancing technology may be a tad misplaced.
That's just surface stuff. The people are the same. People are the same, and they're my barbecue. They're my ice cream, they're my single malt scotch. It's what I run to every day. I can't wait for school to start up again.
Not too many more weeks until that happens, Professor Kirby. Just hang on. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.